My name is Salum Rajabu, tokea Mwanza, Tanzania. All aboard Coltrane World Road.
Coming to you live from East Nashville on our new 48 kilohertz transmitter, Fanny's House of Music is proud to present the Coltrane Radio Podcast, starring Katie Bowser, Chris Donahue, and the Coltrane Radio Orchestra, featuring special guest trombonist Barry Green. All aboard!
Well, here we are, podcast number 2, and boy, it feels like summer out there, doesn't it, Katie?
I think it might actually be summer.
What makes you think it's summer?
Slip and slides.
Uh-huh. What else?
Slip and slides. And, snow cones.
Snow cones, good.
Snow cones are good.
Tomatoes.
I think I saw some ripe tomatoes. It's finally time.
Lawnmowers.
Lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs. And water pistols.
Oh my gosh.
Well, here, you take one, you squirt at me.
Unbelievable. You've been planning that all morning.
I have, in fact. But mosquitoes, yeah, mosquitoes make me think of, well, there are lots of bugs in the summer. Spiders and flies.
Which brings us to our special guest, I do believe, who has a song called The Spider and the Fly.
Mama Myra Taylor, is that who you're talking about?
Yes, she's one of my heroes.
You want to tell the kids who Mama Myra Taylor is?
I would love to. She is probably the oldest living Kansas City jazz singer who was around when jazz got started.
94 years old.
Yeah. And she was kind enough to talk on the phone with us for a while and tell us some stories.
Well, before we play one of those stories that she told us for everybody, shall we play another song that Mama Myra recorded a long time ago? It's called Quit Barking in My Rhubarb.
And it's got a part that goes E-I-E-I-O.
So kids, you know that melody. I bet you do. And listen for that. Now, Katie, I have a surprise for you.
What?
I brought my Victrola to the studio.
Your old record player.
My very old scratchy record player.
Very fun.
So let's play this song here. Quit Barking in My Rhubarb. I'm going to crank it up.
Dig it.
Dig it.
I-E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had a dog.
I-I-I-O.
That doggone dog kept nosing around in every single crop. Till old MacDonald said to him, now dog, this has got to stop.
Bark.
Quit barking in my rhubarb. Quit biting at my plow. Don't snap at my alfalfa. Go away, dog, go away now. Stop chewing on my barley, quit messing up my hay. Quit barking in my rhubarb, go away now, dog, go away. Now don't you wag that tail at me, cause it won't do no good. Stay at home where you ought to be, I want that understood. Don't play with my tomatoes, go somewhere else to play. Quit barking in my rhubarb, go away now, dog, go away.
I'm barking your rhubarb, anytime I feel that way.
Here's a chance at hand for you to cover some land, so take a powder,
you all your barley and keep messing up your hay.
Yeah, well, self-preservation is the first law of nature, so keep cool, fool. Now, ain't no use in you wagging your tail at me, cause that ain't gonna do you no good. Stay at home where you ought to be. I want that understood. Don't play with my tomatoes. Go somewhere else to play. Quit barking in my rhubarb, go away now, dog, go away. I wonder what he's chewing on now. E-I-E-I-O. Hey, Chris, what are you chewing on over there?
I'm chewing on one of those cheesy cookies you brought to the studio today.
They're yummy, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with snow peas.
You have snow peas there. What
I
else do you have?
And some watermelon.
Water.
You can have some.
Here's what I think we should do. Myra Taylor wrote a song called Spider and the Fly. And
I know
this is
that
a good time.
One. It's her big hit.
Yeah. And this is a good time to tell you that I asked some second graders about whether or not they would rather be a spider or a fly and why.
Spider, obviously.
So, well, that's your opinion. And these second graders had lots of opinions too. So pass me a snow pea and I'm going to play this for everybody.
Okay, we can have a snack while we listen.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Audrey and I am 8 years old. I would rather be a spider because they have a lot more legs and they can do lots more things than flies. And they eat flies, actually.
Hi, my name is Treasure. I'd rather be a fly because I could fly around everywhere. And if I was a spider, I will die that easily.
Hello, my name is Cade, and I'm 8 years old. And I like spiders better because they catch flies and they can spin their webs out and glide out into the air.
Hello, my name is Anya, and I'm 7 years old, and I would rather be a fly because they can fly away from people, and they can also bother people. And I like bothering people.
So Anya likes bothering people.
Go figure.
The things you learn from second graders.
Well, when we talked to Mama Myra, she told us a story about when she was in elementary school and she went to a new school and was having a hard time fitting in. But she taught the kids at her school this game called Punchinella.
Punchinella?
Punchinella. She'll tell you about it.
Okay.
And it helped her make some new friends. So have a listen.
I was living in California. In fact, we had just gotten there. And I was in the fourth grade. There was one other black child in the class. And she dressed very, very well. She was very, very popular. And the kids wouldn't even talk to me. They wouldn't even speak to me, you know. So I felt real, real funny, you know. Nobody would talk to me. She wouldn't, nobody else. And we had a play period time. And the teacher said, "Ooh, I would like to play some a new game or something. Does anybody know one?" And I just barely held up my hand. Way down by my breast. I didn't think anybody was looking at me anyway, you know. So she said, "All right, Myra, come up here and show us what we're supposed to do." So I couldn't remember nothing but Punchinella. You remember ever hearing that word, Punchinella? And so she said, "So what do we do?" I said, "Well, you get into a circle, and then one person gets into the center of the group, and the circle, they're going around and around, they're saying, 'Look who's here, Punchinella, Punchinella. Look who's here, Punchinella, little girl. What can you do, Punchinella, Punchinella? What can you do, Punchinella, little girl?'" Then she does some things out there in the circle. When she was finished, then they would say, "Do that too, Punchinella." And then they're going around and around there. Then they say, "Who do you choose, Punchinella, Punchinella? Who do you choose, Punchinella, little girl?" Then she goes out and brings another person in. And that may be a boy this time, you know. The teacher said, "Now you get out here and you show us, like, what do you do, Punchinella?" And I did the Charleston.
The Charleston.
Have y'all ever seen the Charleston? I don't think we told you that Mama Myra, when she was a girl, she was a really good dancer, too. And the Charleston's a very fun dance. You should see it sometime.
We'll put clips of the Charleston on our website, www.coltranerailroad.com. And Katie, we've got a lot of stuff on that website, don't we?
Lots and lots, you should see. Oh, including the entire interview with Mama Myra.
Yes, and our music and photos from our concerts and much, much more. And before we hear the second half of the story from Mama Myra, let's hear from our sponsor of today's podcast, Fanny's House of Music, here in East Nashville.
Woohoo!
Friends, are your banjo strings rusted beyond repair? Is that dented old harmonica giving you the blues? Are you tired of standing on the spectator side of the magic rope and anxious to unleash your inner guitar hero? If any of the above are true, then it's time you paid a visit to Fanny's House of Music, Nashville's most comfortable music store. Fanny's, located just off the historic Five Points of East Nashville, is your source for new and used musical instruments, amplifiers, and accessories. At Fanny's, we stock instruments by Luna, Waterstone, and Greg Bennett, as well as a wide range of instruments hand-selected by our vintage broker from his clients' collections. One-of-a-kind, celebrity-owned, and rare instruments of distinction. Because we believe music is for everyone, we also feature a selection of guitars made especially for children and teens. And because Fanny's House of Music is the first and only female-operated music store in Nashville, we also specialize in guitars that are easier for women to hold and play. Of course, if you don't see that special instrument your heart desires, we are always happy to special order it for you. That's the Fanny's guarantee. Also be sure to ask us about lessons for piano, drums, or guitar, and about our kids' rock program for young performers. From Univox to Silvertone, Hagstrom to Hello Kitty, Fanny's is your source for musical quality. Fanny's House of Music is located at 1101 Holly Street in East Nashville. Open Monday to Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Telephone 615-750-5746. Find us on the interweb at fannyshouseofmusic.com.
Yes, thank you, Fanny's House of Music, for sponsoring this podcast. It's because they were so generous that we were able to bring all of this to you today.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Now, back to the Myra story. She had just taught her entire class how to do the Charleston. Let's see what happened next.
So at noon, I had to go home to lunch, which was about 7 blocks right straight up the street. And on coming back, I'd always take my time because nobody would talk to me, nobody would play with me, you know. And so I just taking my time so that when I got back to the school, it'd be time to go in almost, you know. And when I got to the school corner, there were about 15 or 16 kids out there waiting for me to come. They said, "Where have you been?" I didn't even know what they were talking about. And they said, "We want you to teach us Punchinella." But what they really wanted me to teach them was the Charleston. Once I taught them the Charleston, I was the most popular child in the whole school, even among the teachers. I was very, very popular there.
Dig that.
Yeah, so Myra started a dance craze at her elementary school. And then later on, she started another craze with a song that she wrote called The Spider and the Fly.
Spider and Fly. We're back to Spider and the Fly. So let's hear the rest of these second grader interviews. And Katie, pass me a cheesy cookie, please.
No problem.
Thank you.
My name is Lauren, and I am 8 years old, and I would rather be a spider because spiders can jump. Some spiders can jump very far.
Hi, my name is Rafe. I am 8 years old, and I would like to be a fly because they can fly really high and fast.
Well, my name is Ashley, and I'm 30 years old, and I would choose to be a spider because Charlotte from Charlotte's Web is my very favorite book character.
Hi, my name is Rosabelle, and I'm 8 years old, and I would like to be a fly because I could eat dessert, and if they tried to swap me with a fly swatter, I could fly away.
Hello, I'm Sydney. I'm 8 years old. I would rather be a spider because I would be swinging on a web all day and catch flies.
Hi, my name is Tia, and I'm 7 years old. I'd rather be a fly because they can fly and spiders will get stepped on.
Hello, my name is Sadie, and I'm 7 years old. I like spiders because I creep people out.
Whoa, Sadie likes creeping people out. Well, I should mention, too, that Ashley is their second grade teacher.
I love Charlotte's Web, too.
Mm-hmm, so do I. Hey, it's time for some music.
Good.
Now we're going to hear the Coltrane Railroad world premiere of Myra Taylor's Spider and the Fly, featuring John Westbury on the drums and percussion, and Tyson Rogers on the piano. I'm going to play the bass.
Good.
Kate, you can sing?
I'm going to sing.
Shorty Peppertone.
Shorty Peppertone, Shorty
is with us again to play guitar. Shorty Peppertone. And our friend Barry Green played trombone.
Fantastic.
Dig this.
Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly. It's the gayest little parlor that you ever did spy. I promise to behave like a nice spider should. Treat you just as royal as a fly king would. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a low down, dirty, dirty lie. Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly. I don't think I oughta, was my to make a sandwich out of me. It's a lie.
And there you have it, Coltrane Railroad's version of Myra Taylor's Spider and the Fly. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to Fanny's House of Music, our kind sponsor for this podcast, and to all the musicians, and to Mama Myra.
And to Ashley's second graders and all you kids who listened, find out lots more about Coltrane Railroad at coal, trainrailroad.com.
See you next time.
See you next time.